Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za and @DavidDundee on those social media channels. And of course, the podcast on fmr.co.za. Magnificent. It's the only description I can find myself happy with. It really is that good. What am I on about? The BMW M2 competition. It is, in my mind, BMW's purest form of sports car. Imagine the fun and nippiness of, say, a small MX-5 or Toyota 86 paired with supercar performance. Closest comparison I have in my memory bank is the now-dated Ferrari California. It is two cars. In the M2 competition, you press the seductively red buttons hovering above the steering wheel marked M1 or M2, and if you dial them up to 11 on everything, prepare yourself for something raw and visceral. It is a automatic box, not a DSG, and you couldn't tell. It has the flappy pedals if you want those. I set the M1 to auto and the M2 to flappy pedal, and you get the shift changes when you're on flappy pedal mode. The car will wheel spin. It'll swing out the rear with predictable delight and probably cost you your driver's license and certainly any chance of remaining within your household fuel budget. But man, is it fun. Really, really fun. I mean, supercar fun. Yet small car nimble. It belies its 330 kilowatts and super 4 second or to 100 kilometer time. And it's as if you're in something much quicker. Yet it remains taut and nimble. It rewards the experienced driver superbly. For the less experienced, the settings are quite granular, allowing a progression of skills to be built over time. Best saved to build this up for a track day. That said, I wouldn't lend mine if I had one to someone experienced or give it away as a gift to a young motorist, no matter how deep your pockets may be. Tap the fun buttons off and you have a superb regular BMW sports car. Sub 10 litres per 100 kilometres of fuel consumption is a disciplined right foot away. The exhaust rip, snort and bellow becomes a purposeful rasp, enough to let you know there are muscles below the well-tailored shirt, but no longer bursting out all incredible Hulk style. Talking of which style, the car is certainly muscular, but not grotesque. And in the flat grey that I had, even with all of the carbon fibre, which includes the entire roof, it remains very, very good looking and handsome. The strictly coupe seats are carbon tube but adjustable, with a wedge of carbon between your knees and a geekily illuminated M2 logo in the seat back. Don't get me wrong, this is not all hardcore racer like. This is glossy and smooth and well finished. You pull a leather loop on the shoulder of the seat and the seat folds forwards mechanically like any 2+2 would, but then something magically happens. It rolls the seat forward electrically, allowing ingress and exit from the rear with vague dignity attached. The car magically avoids looking over the top, and while it looks special, the only garish element is the M Sport illumination in the door panel, which I could happily live with, having said that. All the safety and convenience stuff is there, and I could live with this as a daily driver, although it is no family transport by any stretch of the imagination. It's only a bit too taut at very low speeds, and I mean very low speeds. Above that, even Granny would be comfortable. If you could fold her in and keep temptation away from your enthusiast's mind and foot. If you can afford a small super sports BMW for an economy car size discount from 2 million rand, this one is for you. All taut and noble and endlessly entertaining, it is truly magnificent. Buy one if you can. This is destined to be a true collectible, and the M2 competition should increase in value over time. Nice one, BMW. That's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on both social media channels. That's DavidDundee in the podcast on fmr.co.za.